My name is Joe Osbaker, and on September 24th, my home was raided by the FBI, and I was subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury. And I'm out here, and I'm going to introduce the first speaker for our press conference tonight. But I want to first say that I'm very happy to be here tonight, because right now and throughout today, there have been protests in 50 cities across the U.S. and even in Europe, Canada, and Australia at U.S. embassies, protesting the FBI and the grand jury repression that's coming down on us here in Chicago. Thousands of people are rallying to defend those of us who were ordered to the grand jury. And U.S. Attorney Pat Fitzgerald, when he broadened out the attack on us in December, when he subpoenaed 9 more people, and what he didn't realize is that he picked up a rock and he dropped it right on his own foot. Because with each attack he and the FBI deliver, the response to it grows stronger. So I will now introduce our first speaker, Mr. Jim Fenerty, who is a past president of the National Lawyers Guild here in Chicago, and he's one of the lead attorneys with the legal team that's been working with the people who have been subpoenaed. Jim Fenerty.
Hello, my name is Jim Fenerty. I'm a private attorney with the National Lawyers Guild. What's been happening so far is we know that, as you all know, that originally there were 14 people and then an additional 9. So all 23 people in total have been subpoenaed to appear before the grand jury. So far, everybody has said they're going to exercise their right under the Fifth Amendment and not to testify. We don't know what the government's going to do next. They could offer immunity to people and then try to hold people in contempt, but we don't know what they're going to do. We do know, though, that this is a very serious situation. The government is very serious about what's going on, and they claim that they intend to indict people out of this. What this is centering on, though, we found out, is now it's centered around mainly around people's solidarity work with the people of Palestine. And that's what the government is focusing in on right now. We're going to keep fighting this. We're going to keep fighting this to the end. These people are not terrorists. They're not part of any terrorist organizations or networks. And we're going to win in the end. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. 2 of the 9 people who were scheduled to appear before the grand jury today, Sarah Smith and Maureen Murphy, are present. And Sarah traveled to Palestine on a delegation this last summer. And she was approached by the FBI in December and finally subpoenaed recently. Maureen Murphy is going to read a statement on behalf of the 9. Maureen is an activist with the Palestine Solidarity Group here in Chicago, and she received her subpoena back in December. Maureen.
In the month of December, the FBI delivered or attempted to deliver grand jury subpoenas to 9 activists in Chicago. 6 of these went to members of the Arab American community. The remaining 3 went to Palestine solidarity activists and individuals who have recently traveled to Palestine. Those of us subpoenaed in December were ordered to appear before the grand jury on January 25th. This is the same grand jury that was impaneled by U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald in order to indict individuals from among those whose homes and offices were raided in September. We have made our decisions to stand strong with the other 14 subpoenaed activists from Illinois, Minneapolis, and Michigan. We will not take part in this fishing expedition. Fitzgerald's new wave of repression in Chicago started 1 month after the reactivation of subpoenas for 3 Palestine Solidarity activist women in Minneapolis. Tracy Mulm, An Femme, and Sarah Martin are being asked to appear before the grand jury again, despite refusing to speak in October. Under the rules of the secretive grand jury process, these 3 women, who have again boldly stated that they will not testify, can now potentially face jail time if Fitzgerald chooses to be cruel. The delegations to Palestine that have been taken and organized by many of the now 23 persons subpoenaed to the grand jury were designed to have people from this country meet with Palestinians to learn about their experience facing brutal repression from the U.S.-funded Israeli occupation. The delegates bring these stories back to people in the United States. Hearing about the reality of U.S. military aid is not a crime, and yet this appears to be the target of this investigation. Our subpoenas are part of the fishing expedition targeting Solidarity activists and the U.S.-Palestinian community. We understand that the grand jury has been used against the anti-war movement, as well as against Palestinians, Arabs, and Muslims in the United States for decades. And this repression has intensified since September 11, 2001. The grand jury has been used as a tool of political repression against every major movement for social change in this country. We fear the government may be seeking to use the recent Supreme Court decision, Holder versus Humanitarian Law Project, to attack activity protected by fundamental rights of freedom of association, speech, and inquiry. We will not allow our solidarity to be construed as material support for terrorism. We'll continue to stand in solidarity with the Palestinian people and work to end U.S. aid to Israel. We must speak out and encourage others to visit Palestine to help break down the isolation that the Israeli occupiers attempt to impose on them. Like all those who are engaged in solidarity work, organizing in the Palestinian community here, carrying out efforts to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel, or traveling to the occupied territories of Palestine, including Gaza, we cannot allow the FBI and grand jury to intimidate us. We have received an incredible show of support and love from the international solidarity movement, the anti-war movement, the labor movement, the civil rights and civil liberties movement, and the communities of Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim peoples in the United States. We will continue to work in opposition to U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. We will continue to oppose military aid towards repressive regimes such as Israel and Colombia. We will continue to extend our support and love for the people of Palestine. Together with the 14 activists raided in September, we declare our right to organize to change U.S. policy. Thank you.